Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You know.
Oh, good job there, John. A little summertime music coming in on a severe, clear Saturday afternoon. And welcome back to this week's edition of the Texas Insider Show. Folks, I'm Jim Cardle. We're back in studio and sitting here high atop the worldwide Talk 1370 Right Choice Worldwide headquarters over in West Austin, looking at a beautiful, beautiful downtown Austin skyline with about a half dozen, golly, there's more than a half dozen cranes out there on the horizon as a sign of the economy still buzzing along, or at least, you know, bubbling along, if not cruising along. And glad to be back in the studios after 3 months plus of doing the remote shelter in place forced hibernation, and be able to come to you directly here behind a computer and with the tube on and all kinds of good stuff happening here around Talk 1370, The Right Choice. We got John behind the glass, like I said, producing the show. We got a lot to talk about this week. Be sure and check us out at texasinsider.org, where we post about a half dozen to a dozen articles for you every day to keep you on the inside of Texas politics. There's a couple up there right now about Governor Abbott handling the surge that we're seeing, or I don't even know that it is now effectively. If we'd been talking last week, it might have been a bump or a rise or an increase. Now it's bordering on a surge. Congressman Kevin Brady from Houston is up there talking about handling some of the surge efforts in hospitals. We got Comptroller Glenn Hager talking about getting kids back to learning some things. And then our old friend Steve Moore talking about this is a good time to be a government worker, because they're one of the few folks that, I mean, we've had the Texas Railroad Commissioner, Christy Craddock, on. We've had Sid Miller over at the Ag Department. I'm going to be leaving somebody out there. We've had plenty of commissioners and statewide officials on the show and asked them, how is the state and how is big government, a big government agency, responding to this stuff? And by and large, it's that they're more or less working from home. But we all know in our personal lives, even if we're working from home, it's kind of a different atmosphere, and everybody likes to say that we're getting more done, but are we really? That's still going to remain to be studied. But check us out on Facebook and Twitter as well, just at Texas Insider. We had a bunch of fun stuff up there this week, some of which I'm going to be talking about. Black Lives Matter, obviously, is an important issue. It seems like it comes up only every 4 years when it's election time. We've got a bunch of consumer news and business news that I always try and give you some logic, reason, and maybe even a little truth about what's going on, and all kinds of stuff there on Facebook and Twitter, where we got about 45,000 total followers. I'm telling you, this was kind of a quiet week. I mean, we had President Donald Trump come out a couple days ago and start talking about how he's going to get kids. He wants to get kids back to school in the fall. That's going to be a bigger than anticipated issue. I'm going to talk about that a little bit this week because it's really indicative, folks, of the whole mess we're going through, having known and lived with and gotten to be familiar with some of our local superintendents, this school issue, whether or not we go back, how we go back, what parents' role is, what administrators' role is. That's going to be something that's going to indicate really what the full year almost, you know, because going back to school is not just going to be a one-time event. We're about a month away now from going back to school, by the way. I hate to ruin your summer, but you better remember that you need to get after it because it's winding down here. Once we get back to school, then the next thing we know, there's going to be some Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday season that's going to be different. And whether or not people go back to school, how they go back to school, what parents do with their kids, whether it's going to be part-time or full-time school, distance learning or not distance learning. We're starting to hear more news now that distance learning doesn't necessarily work, or it certainly didn't work here in the spring. Granted, they were trying to get used to it and get ramped up. What are parents going to want to be doing? Because they want to get back to work. Our lives really now are coming into a stage where we're running out of budget. We've got people who have lost their homes. Businesses are closed not only because of the riots, but because of the economic shutdown. We need to be going back to work. Our budgets are, and our family survival is coming at us from every direction. All kinds of things related to the school stuff that I just figure we better address a little bit. And that's before you get to the school leaders. You should know right now, ISD leaders, it wasn't just President Trump up at the national level saying we need to open up schools. And we've got the director of the Centers of Disease Control saying that, in fact, for those of you who are wondering if that's a good idea or not, the director for Centers for Disease Control, Dr. Robert Redfield, said Thursday that he thinks keeping schools closed would present a greater public health concern than reopening them would be. But you've got folks from Donald Trump, even though the federal government doesn't have much input, I think figures show that they provide about 8 to 13% of a school district's budget or a state's education spending, but they set the tone at Washington, D.C. levels. Comes down to the state level, our TEA, Texas Education Agency, said some things this week. Then it gets down to your local school level, and I can assure you right now, your local school administrators are working overtime pulling their hair out because they don't know if they're going to be able to go back full-time, if the corona is going to bump and continue to surge. They don't know how they're giving parents the options to do either at home or half-time, part-time in class or full-time in class. It's going to be an absolute mess. And then you had, of all things, the Republican State Convention for the Texas Republican Party was going to be held in Houston this coming week, starting on Monday. And of all things, the former state representative here from the Houston area, he worked down at the Texas Capitol in the House of Representatives, and he decided to go be mayor of Houston. Sylvester Turner, a Democrat of all people, canceled the Republican convention, state Republican convention, over in Houston by canceling the contract at the convention center. So if that's going to happen, now we don't know if the national conventions for the Democrats or the Republicans are going to happen. That's going to make all of us have to listen to a bunch of riffraff talking about the future of conventions and how do we vote. And the corona's just really messing with increasingly broader aspects of our daily lives. I got to take a break, give it a little commercial break here, and then come back. We're going to get into these issues and more. Thrilled to be back in the studio. And John's taking us out for the first quarter of the Texas Insider Show. I'm Jim Pardo. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Oh, good job there, John. A little lover boy, if my memory serves me correct, coming back into the second quarter of this week's Texas Insider Show. Appreciate you joining us on this severe, clear, lovely downtown Austin day here in the nation's 11th largest city. As I like to say, that would be lovely downtown Austin, Texas. Appreciate you tuning in every Saturday afternoon when we're here high atop the Talk 1370 worldwide headquarters. We got plenty to be talking about this week, even though the political news, by and large, is all circling around the coronavirus bump that we're experiencing here in Texas and across the state. President Trump got into the debate whether or not we should return kids to school this fall. Some protesting and so forth is still going on, and Congress isn't doing a whole heck of a lot, frankly, in the meantime. But you're enjoying your summer. You're enjoying, hopefully, a family time of maybe getting out a little bit. I know myself, the last week we took a trip, got in the car with part of the family, drove up the mighty Mississippi from Memphis all the way up to northern Minnesota, actually, and had some nice time getting up to some beautiful country up there and a lot of fun. Hope you're doing something similar and the same. And I had the chance to... Throughout all that, not only in my travels, we went through Arkansas, for those of you Aggies and people from the left coast, it's commonly known as Arkansas, started in Arkansas and Little Rock, went up to St. Louis and Memphis, Tennessee, and up through Iowa and some of the heartland of America, and it went to Springfield, Illinois, saw Abraham Lincoln's tomb and his home that he grew up. Not that he grew up, but that he lived in when he became president, some wonderful parts of the country. And we ran into, right in front of Abraham Lincoln's home, we ran into some people from Reading, Pennsylvania, and swapped picture-taking opportunities. And being a political animal like I am, so they seem to be nice folks, a, you know, 65, 70-year-old couple. Got to asking them what politics was going on these days, and they said that, and it was interesting, there's a word I can't really say, but we saw more flags in front of businesses and in front of homes and even on boats that said Trump 2020, no more BS, is what it's the abbreviation. And this guy said the same thing. He said, Americans are sick and tired. We are sick and tired in Pennsylvania of being shut down. We know it's something that we got to be careful, but this stuff just doesn't seem right. It seems like there are politics in it. I hate that everything is political these days, but it is. You can't hardly go to the bathroom without being accused of doing something political, and I'm going to talk about that in a second. We had an actual journalist. Not only is it the Black Lives Matter movement, but we had a journalist I saw the other day who wrote a whole article about, you know, those little stick figures on street corners that tell you whether or not to walk or not? Walk now, don't walk. They're little stick figures. Well, guess what color they are? They're white. So somebody went around New York City and said, why is it that us black African-American parents are having to teach our kids that they can't walk or not walk, depending on what the little white man says? I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But at any rate, I had the opportunity, and Americans are really struggling. We are getting to the point, folks. I don't know. It seems like it's the doldrums of summer, but it's basically, I think, in the heart of everybody's heart, driven by our pocketbooks and by the fact that we are social beings. It just cracks me up that the idea, the phrase social distancing, is an oxymoron. There is nothing social about distancing. Like jumbo shrimp is what an oxymoron is, two words that are put together that mean opposite things. Sheltering in place, social distancing, you know, all these things, it's the mind, it's the word and the language affecting our mindset, and people yet are really concerned. I saw an article the other day here in the Austin American-Statesman that said only 20% of black Americans can work remotely. So there's a policy that the Democrats in these, and we've heard more than enough about the Democrat governors and the Democrat mayors trying to do something, or are they not? There was an article the other day in the Wall Street Journal that said cities or states that have sheltered in place and had the strongest lockdown levels are really doing a little bit worse in the disease development than are those who didn't lock down so much. It's worth pointing out, this article says that states that didn't lock down this spring kept the virus under control and experienced fewer deaths than most. A state of Kansas nonprofit compared the 42 states that shut down most of their economies with the 8 states that didn't. And they chose like-sized, similar economic states. So for instance, they compared Colorado that locked down with Utah that didn't lock down. Private job losses were higher in states that locked down, like Colorado, than they were in economically similar states like Utah. Per capita COVID fatalities in states that stayed open were on average 75% lower than those that locked down. So some of these, it's always the law of unintended consequences with some of these public policy decisions. And while we're all focused on the Black Lives Matter and the tearing down of statues, which I think is driving people absolutely nuts because most of us don't feel like we're racist. Sure, there's some bigots running around in the South, and there's always something to be improved in the police departments or in any factor of American life. Do you know that the city of Austin, this hadn't been talked about, and I had forgotten to talk about it, our city manager, Spencer Kronk, he's eliminating 100 police positions. And you know where Spencer Kronk came from before he got hired by Austin a year ago? He came from a position in Minneapolis, Minnesota. What's been going on in Minneapolis, Minnesota? That's where the riots are. I've got an actual friend who I went to high school with who had property in the area, come to find out, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and one of his buildings was burned down. If you go to the Texas Insider Facebook page right now and scroll down a little bit, I posted something the other day. The destruction up there was absolutely massive. It went on for, there's a street called Lake Street. It'd be the equivalent of South Congress, maybe on the south side of the river, where a square mile of it, most of the section was on fire and police cars being burned. This stuff is really driving people to our wits' ends. I talked to a couple state legislators this week, from Amarillo to DFW to here in Austin and San Antonio, all the way down to Corpus, and they're feeling it. They are getting bombarded, folks, by constituents who have never reached out to them before or have never been to the point of frustration where they felt like they needed to say something, or their frustration has just tipped them over the edge, where now they're actually reaching out to their elected officials and to one of them, all these state representatives and one senator said, these people, you got to listen to them, but I can't win as an elected official because on the one hand, we're opening up too fast and we need to be more cautious and wearing masks to the other side, we're not opening fast enough. And these people don't really, they're to the point now where they don't really want to hear your input or hear your thoughts and have an actual discussion. They just are looking to vent somewhere because we're suffering from the mental anguish and the social distancing type stuff. And all this is going on while we're trying to figure out whether or not to go back to work. And there's a bump in the corona cases. Here's the front page of the Wall Street Journal today. U.S. virus deaths rise as cases hit new high, the article reads. And despite what you're hearing, I do think that there needs to be some perspective on this. New coronavirus cases in the U.S. have surged to daily records this month. And again, this is today's Wall Street Journal. But deaths have only begun showing signs of edging higher. The average daily death toll rose to 599. That's the average daily death toll across America, to 599 deaths over the last 7 days. That's up from 510 as of July 4th, according to Johns Hopkins. Across the nation, there have been more than 133,000 deaths. But people are focusing on the fact that even though we're having more testing, therefore you're going to have more positive cases, therefore you're going to have more hospitalizations. The key is that there has to be those things happening, hospitalizations first, and the death number is a bit of a lagging factor. I think that's why some of you may have seen this week that Governor Abbott said next week's going to be a tough week, because we've seen now the protests going on around the nation. We've had not only Memorial Day, but then the 4th of July, we've had people doing various things to reopen, and then the disease spreads, which has happened, and then you get into later the deaths. So I think we're going to see an increase in some death rates. We better get our big boy and big girl panties on. But again, I got to say that it was this week Donald Trump saying we need to continue to think about reopening our schools, and the Centers for Disease Control Director Robert Redfield said Thursday that he believes keeping schools closed could pose a greater health risk than reopening them. So we got a lot of big things coming on, and I got to take a commercial break for the news here at the bottom of the hour. We're going to keep talking about this and some other things about what to be positive, what's going on with the economy, and why we have some light at the end of the tunnel, possibly. We'll be right back on this week's Texas Insider Show. I'm Jim Cardle. Thanks for joining us.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, good job, John, a little Kenny Chesney and Uncle Cracker coming back in with some country and western music here for the second half of this week's Texas Insider Show. Always appreciate you joining us on your Saturday afternoon when you're out running around doing some errands. I guess we're not doing any sports leagues, obviously, this summer. Yours truly is back in the Talk 1370 Right Choice studio. Thanks to everybody here at the station, Casey Johns and John behind the glass and some of the other folks for struggling through and getting us on the air during 3 months of sheltering in place and doing things from home and Zoom and go to my meeting and all that stuff that we're becoming familiar with. But who knows where all that will end. But again, you're nice to join us, and we got plenty of stuff to be talking about here politically and economically on a severe, clear Austin day. Maybe you're doing some errands to do some yard work and some of that type of thing in the heat of the summer. And be sure and check us out when you want, how you want, where you want at texasinsider.org, where we post about half dozen or a dozen articles every day to keep you on the inside of Texas and national politics. As we like to say, you're either an insider or you're not. Check us out at Facebook and Twitter, or on Facebook and Twitter, just at Texas Insider. And as I mentioned, I want to get some more things in here on the political angle in the middle of the summer. But before I do, I got to just throw in a couple things to give us some big picture perspective. By and large, as I've said the last couple weeks, for those of you who have listened, we've got about 145 days until the election. That is a long time in political lifetimes. And if you don't believe that, here's a way to think about it. It's now the middle of July. When was the last time you uttered the word or thought of the word impeachment? Remember that word? We spent the first three stinking years of Donald Trump's presidency, the last 3 years of our precious time and lives, worrying about this thing. And all of a sudden, here in just a couple short months, we don't even remember what the word is or what it involved. Probably, I think most Americans are kind of tuning out politics. They're kind of more worried about their family budgets, as I've been saying, or they're more worried about the bounce and the corona. They're more worried about whether or not they're going to be able to go back to work. They're worried about if they've been working from home, if they can continue to do that now that Donald Trump and some other entities like our governor and our Texas Education Agency are starting to think about going back to school. And as I mentioned in the first segment, this going back to school thing, folks, is going to be a real mind-blowing experience. I even talked to my postman down at the office a block away from the Capitol, and he said that his grandkids and his daughter up in Hutto and Pflugerville, they're starting, and some of you all are probably starting to get messages from your local ISD administrators saying, here's the options. We're not really sure what it's going to look like, but at this time, here's the best knowledge we have. You have the option to do either full-time online like you have been, but the problem is a lot of parents and even administrators are starting to admit nationwide that it doesn't work. Imagine, folks, if your kid is 10 years old and in fifth grade, and 10 years from now, they're going to have to be applying, or 8 years being applying to college or entering the workforce, and you're going to have to be hiring these kids. This is going to have long-term repercussions. And we all think about our economic considerations, but this coming back to school, parents are going to have to balance their financial concerns versus their managing the household concerns. They're going to have to be answering questions, what is going to happen to my child's future? It's one thing to do online distance learning if you're in high school or middle school. It's an entirely different thing if you're an elementary school teacher. So that's going to be a big, interesting thing that we're going to be talking about. I just don't think enough folks are, looking far enough into the future. We had the state Republican convention was supposed to be happening down in Houston this week. It's been on the minds of a lot of people here in Austin, state capital. It was canceled by Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner, a Democrat. That means, you know, we're going to have to rethink probably the national conventions. The Democrat National Committee has pretty much said that it's going to probably be doing a virtual convention. They had chosen Milwaukee, Wisconsin, because Milwaukee, Wisconsin is a state that is, or Wisconsin's a state that Donald Trump barely won. So they pick Wisconsin to go rally the Democrat troops there. Now they're not going to be able to have really much of a presence. Some of you who have been seeing that Joe Biden supposedly got a lead in the national polls, I'll just remind you that Hillary Clinton was up by just as much 4 years ago over Donald Trump as Joe Biden is today. And look how that one came out for Hillary Clinton. Do you remember? You look back all the way. People won't even remember the names of Democrats like Al Gore and John Kerry, who were leading former President George W. Bush at this stage by double digits. The summer polls are cheap entertainment, frankly, and don't put too much weight in it. I'm not saying it's not going to be close. Presidential elections are always close. But we don't have enough information about state-to-state-to-state polls, because that's how we elect our president, is state-by-state-by-state. And polls are expensive. There haven't been enough polls yet because it's not worth doing. The people aren't focused on it yet. So don't be too concerned about that. Again, there's a lot of work to be done, but the Democrats, I got to believe, are just stepping in left and right. Did you see where Nancy Pelosi this week was asked? People don't realize, unless you're a political junkie like myself, people don't realize Nancy Pelosi grew up in Baltimore, Maryland. Her dad used to be mayor. There was a statue of Christopher Columbus, who discovered America, supposedly, torn down in Baltimore, Maryland, and dumped into the Potomac River or something up there. And Nancy Pelosi was asked if she agreed with that. And you know what she said? She said, and that got this up on the Texas Insider Facebook page and Twitter. She said, people will do what they'll do. People will do what they'll do. Nancy Pelosi, a national leader. It's all over social media, all over the nightly news. And given a softball opportunity to condemn destruction of public property, condemn destruction of private property. Again, this Republican National Committee advertisement, if you go to Texas Insider Facebook page at Texas Insider, it's the second or third post there. The Democrats really, I think, are underestimating what's going to happen. This is the first example of the Republican National Committee, and Donald Trump's going to be doubling up on it. It's a damning video showing how far-left rioters have inflicted massive damage to the country, public places, burning down police stations, how Democrats have vocally supported the efforts to defund police. Have you seen all this stuff flying around about African Americans saying that, wait a minute, I don't want less police. I need police, and I want them to come. That's a real, if you're talking about a soccer mom or a female issue that's going to be just driven into people's heads during the last month of the campaign, defunding the police, what, are you kidding me? Allowing crime to run rampant when we're seeing it in the streets right now. People are not, this is going to come down to an election. You know, people always used to say, are you better than you were 4 years ago economically? This is going to be an election where that will be talked about, and hopefully the economy will be coming back because it's good for everybody. But this is going to be an election of, do you want to be safe in your home, in your business? Do you want your kids to be safe? Do you want the future to look like the America where we had law and order and people were actually people were actually prosecuted. I'm sorry, is the word I'm looking for. Prosecuted for wrongs that they've done and laws that they've broken? Or do you want to have it like the riotous summer times, where that was a dry run to a Democrat run society under Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi? And again, Nancy Pelosi comes out and says, people will do what they'll do. Are you kidding me? We've got more shootings and deaths up in New York City and up in Chicago. I saw some figures the other day that talked about how there's all these deaths in New York City and in Chicago. 104 people were shot over Father's Day in Chicago. Father's Day weekend was in the middle of, I think, June 21st or something like that. 104 people shot over Father's Day weekend, and 14 of them were killed. Some of them, one was a 3-year-old and one was a 13-year-old. Chicago's got some of the strongest anti-gun laws in the nation, which means us regular citizens can't fight back because we're the only ones that have to go by the rules. The criminals don't go by those rules. Crime in New York City is up. And what's the mayor of New York City doing? You may have seen a couple days ago. He gets all his buddies together from the left, and they go and they flip Donald Trump and the rest of America the you-know-what and go paint Black Lives Matter on the street in front of Trump Tower. That's insane. It's petty. It's childish. And yet you've got the Black Lives Matter co-founder here in this video on Texas Insider Facebook page. Her name is Patrice Cullors. Video's been discovered to her when she founded the organization about 5 or 6 years ago, saying that we're Marxists. We're Marxist activists. That's our ideology. And we want to tear down. Here's what we want to do. We want to tear down America. We don't want to rebuild America. We want to replace everything, including history. And all Nancy Pelosi has to say about it is, I just don't know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. This is insanity, folks. Did you see the video that also went viral, John, about all the fireworks in L.A. over the weekend, where Governor Gavin Newsom had said it was illegal to shoot off fireworks in California because it was a quote-unquote fire threat? Bullfeathers, said America. The citizens of L.A., it was like the most glorious 4th of July celebration fireworks show you have ever seen. I saw this in Minnesota myself on vacation. People were taking it upon themselves. They were desperate to show some positive love for their country and some positive activity that they were not going to take it from the government shoving things down their throat, and they are going to be doing the same thing when they go to vote here in November. I got to take a commercial break, folks. This week's Texas Insider show's third quarter is in the books, and I'll try and wrap it up. There's just too much to talk about. When we come back, I'm Jim Cardle. Thanks for joining us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's not in the way you've been treating my friends. It's not in the way that you stayed to the end. It's not in the way you look or the things that you say that you do. For the line, love isn't always on time.
Oh, good. good job there, John. A little Toto. Hold the line. Coming back into the fourth quarter of this week's Texas Insider Show. I'm Jim Cardle. We're here every Saturday afternoon from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock. High atop Talk 1370 Worldwide. Talk 1370 Right Choice Worldwide headquarters. Be sure and check us out at texasinsider.org when you want to, how you want to, where you want to. We keep you on the inside of Texas and national politics, and then follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Texas Insider. Become one of the 45,000 folks that are following us. And on the website, you can send us an email. We got about 175,000 folks that are subscribers. And as I was saying, I got too much news to cram into being back in the studio here. I'm thrilled to do that. And shout out again to John and Casey for keeping things going while everybody's been social distancing. And a shout out, I got to mention, we've had Congressman Michael McCaul on the show last week talking about what's going on here around the Austin area, some things that he's working on with the virus and getting his perspective. The week before that, we had former congressman, and he lost his election. Now he's running for a congressional seat based out of Waco, and Bryan College Station, Pete Sessions. Those guys were giving us an update, an example of how you're a Texas insider. And the reason I mentioned Pete Sessions is because there's elections going on. Yesterday was the last day of the 2-week early voting period. For those of you who are following some of the primaries around here, we got a big state house Senate race in Austin to replace old Kirk Watson with Eddie Rodriguez and Sarah Eckhart running for that. I know a lot of you will be voting Tuesday as election day. But as I was saying here, go to Texas Insider Facebook page, and there's this example of what you're going to be seeing, and get your big boy and big girl panties on, because this election, not only is it going to be true that they always say this election is more important than any other in our lifetimes, but this election is going to be a rewrite of history, because we've got national metrics and we've got national riots and we've got a national pandemic, a worldwide pandemic. This election is going to include more things that have never been the case before. I'm the type of guy who always sees the glass half full. You could view it as being problematic and there's going to be plenty of anger and gnashing of teeth, or you could view it that this is an exciting time to be alive. And that's the way I look at it. You know, the country's going to survive either way. I was remembering as a young man 30 years ago when I was a young staffer on Capitol Hill at 25 years old, and Jim Wright, a former Democrat from Fort Worth, was a Speaker of the House. Man, he'd look you in the eye and tell you he'd do something, just lie to your face and turn around and stab you in the back and do the exact opposite. And I finally had a little epiphany that said, you know, Jim, this country's been around for 225 years. Some of this little day-to-day, year-to-year stuff doesn't really matter. And there's a lot to that. America's, thank goodness, a strong country. But we really do have some events and initiatives like the Black Lives Matter, who were tearing down statues and wanting to destroy America, and this phrase, systematic racism. I just find it curious. I think it's going to come, and I was talking about this example of advertisements that are going to come out. Today's Wall Street Journal says that the 2020 political ad spending estimates have been rewritten. They projected 2 weeks ago that it was going to be $6.5 billion spent in this year's election. They've now upped that to $7 billion. The Democrats and the Republicans are trying to raise money. And that's another thing people don't realize. Little old Joe Biden right now is stuck in his basement, man. During the summertime, you're supposed to be out there. I've always said politics, a campaign is about three things: messaging, money, and manpower. Joe Biden is wasting. They got to be having an out-of-body experience. There's a lot of Democrat consultants and analysts and experts who have seen this guy. He's seeming 20. There was a poll the other day that 20% of Democrats think Joe Biden's got dementia. 20%, folks. That turns into the margin of winning and losing if they don't turn out at the polls. And this is before he even comes under fire. He's had the benefit of sheltering in place himself. And he's surging in the polls. There's even Democrat analysts and consultants that are saying you ought to continue doing that. But you can't do that, folks, because you've got to raise money and you've got to be building your – most Americans, I got to believe at this point, they may not even really know who Joe Biden is. And again, I've tried to build the case that these polls at this point are in totally unimportant. Hillary Clinton was up over Donald Trump at this stage, and look how that turned out. Al Gore, John Kerry, all the way back to Michael Dukakis running against Daddy Bush in 1988. He was up. Vice President George Bush was losing to Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis by 21 points at this stage in the presidential election. And we all know that George Herbert Walker Bush shellacked him. So don't worry about the polls. They've got to be out raising money. Right now, the Donald Trump and the Republican National Committees have raised something like $965 billion. $965 billion already, folks. This is as of the end of June. And the Democrats have raised about $650 million. So they're fairly close. You know, what's $300 million? Well, $300 million is a lot of dollars. If you're looking, you know, it costs $24 million just to run one day of advertising and reach the seven major cities of Texas. Now, whether that's, I'm using that just as an anecdote because probably not too much advertising for, I don't know, it depends if you think that Texas is a, is going purple or blue. I don't believe it, but a lot of Democrats are going to spend their money here. Cash on hand. Right now, Joe Biden's campaign only has $122 million cash on hand. You know how much Donald Trump's got? $260. It's like double. And if you're looking at doing commercials, we better just get ready because, like I said, today's Wall Street Journal says $7 billion are going to be spent. And then you look at some of the other things. There's even analysts saying that Joe Biden shouldn't debate. They're so worried about his mental state and how he's going to respond and how he's going to crack under pressure and whether or not he'll be able to put a complete sentence together. These are just things I'm quoting from other people. There's been the Washington Post editorial page is saying that Joe Biden should, quote unquote, rethink his campaign and not do the debates. Let's do away with debates, Tyler. You're going to start seeing more of the liberal left sock puppet media saying we shouldn't have debates. It's not because they don't like debates. They're going to claim they don't think it's worth it, but it's really because they don't want to have Joe Biden expose himself for what he is. New York Times has said that we shouldn't, that Joe Biden shouldn't have debates unless Donald Trump's tax returns are released. You know, this is just insane. And by the way, another little thing, I haven't said anything in the last 2 weeks, John. Have you all heard that Joe Biden is interviewing people? This is what America's come to. And this is how, I'm going to mention something here that is just going to epitomize how America's been turned on its head. Joe Biden is selecting his vice presidential candidate and he's interviewing people and they're only female minorities. He said he's going to choose a female minority. Think about it. A female minority. So first of all, you got to remember that only about 13 to 15% of the American population is African American. So he's appealing to that 15%. That's not going to win you an election, first of all. And he said it's going to be a female. Well, there he's just potentially chapped off, you know, all the African-American men who think it ought to be a man that should be chosen. But does nobody see here's the point. Does nobody see the irony in the fact that Joe Biden is choosing his running mates based on color and sex? Is that not being a racist, sexist pig if there ever was one? If the Republicans said that type of thing, folks, they'd be laughed off the stage and it'd never go away. But yet here we are. So you've got things like that, the world just being turned on its head. I got to cover a couple economic things to give you a good taste in your mouth as you leave. The front page of the Austin American-Statesman today says that the city and the ISD of Del Valle over east of the airport, it looks like we might get a Tesla plant. The Del Valle ISD is come to agreement. We got the Tesla plant would add 10,000 jobs to this area. Consumer confidence in the second quarter went up the most in June since any period since 2016. Consumer confidence, despite all this junk that's going on, consumer spending is up 8.25% in the most recent month over a year ago. So we're starting to spend more. How's that happening? I don't know. Did you know that the Dow Jones and the stock markets had their best first quarter of the year? That's January to March. The best first quarter since 1987. So those betting through the stock market are thinking things are going to go up. Jobless claims are edging lower. Hiring is increasing. 3.1 million more jobs were hired in June. I saw something the other day that Dallas-Fort Worth Airport is the busiest airport now. That's kind of interesting. But most importantly, consumer confidence is going up, and Americans don't, 60% don't believe that we should defund police, and that's what Democrats are basing. I just think we got an exciting campaign setting up. Don't pull your hair out. Just take a deep breath. Keep listening to the Texas Insider Show, and we'll keep trying to give you a little logic, reason, and maybe even a little bit of truth. I got to put a plug in the jug. Thanks, John, for getting us back in the studio. Be sure and check us out at texasinsider.org and on Facebook and Twitter, just Texas Insider. I'm Jim Cardle. Enjoy this lovely day and weekend, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Have a great week, everyone.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.